Well, let's head to Brussels next, where the presidency of Donald Trump and what it means for Europe will be on the agenda for a meeting of EU foreign ministers today. Let's talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, is Brussels nervous?
Yes, Audrey, I think the EU is both fixated and stunned at the intensity of Donald Trump's first week and the executive orders that he has been issuing and how that might affect the European Union, both from the perspective of tariffs, what he said about Greenland, threats he's made to Denmark, what he said about the Middle East, suggesting that there be a clean out of Gaza, with Palestinians being sent into Egypt and Jordan. All of this upending months, if not years, of very careful EU positioning on these issues. Then the sudden suspension of all foreign aid from the United States, including potentially to Ukraine, although it seems that military aid is exempted from that. So an awful lot for the EU to digest in a very short period of time. The EU's foreign policy chief, Kaja Kallas, has written to Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, inviting him to a meeting of EU foreign ministers at some point in the future. He hasn't responded to that letter yet, and he has made overtures to individual foreign ministers in member states. So a fear that the US policy might be to divide and conquer the Europeans on various issues. But Simon Harris, who's attending his first meeting of EU foreign ministers today, said that the EU should be confident in its own ability to meet Trump on issues where it mattered and to appeal to his sense as a businessman, if you like. Here's what he had to say this morning.
I think Europe should not just become a multilateral organisation that talks about President Trump. We should also be one that talks about what we're going to do ourselves. We are not just commentators on the outcomes of other people's elections. We are the European Union. There are hundreds of millions of us. There are 27 countries, and we must now control what we can control. And that means the implementation of the Draghi report. It means the implementation of Letta's recommendations. It means carving out the proper time, bandwidth, space, capacity in the Commission to return to issues like competitiveness. And it means engaging with President Trump in a way that I think he relates to, about the benefits to the United States of America of doing business with the European Union and member states of the European Union.
And that's the Tónaiste and Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, Simon Harris, talking there to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, in Brussels this morning. Tony, thank you very much indeed.